This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. In times of crisis, it can be terrifying to have to wait for minutes or even hours on end for assistance. When it comes to emergency situations, efficient and effective service is the goal. So today I have Cheryl Mirza on the line, founder of towing operator aggregator Rescue, and we'll be speaking about how his own brush with crisis sparked this business idea and his goal of turning the reputation of towing services towards trustworthy.
Hi, Christine. Really appreciate having me today. Okay, my name is Cheryl Mirza. I'm a founder for Rescue Auto. We are a towing platform here in Malaysia. Basically, how Rescue came about is very exciting. 2018, my car broke down in the highway in the Simparangam stretch going back to Kuala Lumpur about 11:30 at night. I have no idea who to call. It was my first experience, and at that time, my car, the insurance does not cover my towing because I used it earlier. So now it's finished. It's only one time. So I tried to look for apps, but there is no app in Malaysia at that time that cater for this service. So I called a few of my workshop friends, and he gave me a number. So I called this guy. He said, okay, he agreed to come to rescue me for 300 ringgit. And then he said he'll be there about 45 minutes. So I wait and wait. About 2:30 in the morning, he came. That's about, 3 hours later. And then when he saw my car and where I am, he said, oh, you know, I have, there's another surcharge of 300 ringgit for a ludicrous reason that he gave me. So luckily, I had money at that time to pay him the extra 300 ringgit. But in the same time, I was livid, you know, because to me, it's unfair. What if I'm on the other end of the food chain, you know, if I don't have money to pay? So I was so determined, and I really wanted to change this industry. When I look at the landscape of the industry is really, really in pain, and really, really need something to change about. So people say, you know, if you want, you need to be the change. So here I am.
Amazing. So it's really fantastic that you took the time in this crisis, not just to look for a solution for yourself for the future, but to solve this issue of this inefficiency, this unreliability, you know, those sudden changes. You took it upon yourself to create a solution for other people as well, which is leading to Rescue, of course. Now, before you started Rescue, though, what was your experience like, if you had any, with the automotive or transport industry at all?
Previously, I was in oil and gas, and the service that we do is towing services. So we do offshore towing, we tow rigs, etc. So that gave me an experience of what towing is all about. It's the same thing. You tow rigs or you tow a car, it's almost similar. It's just different size and location. One on the water, another one is on the road.
I see. So even though you may not have had experience with exactly the vehicle, I guess, the automotive car part of the thing, you had experience with the process as a whole. And so to that end, you know, I would ask, in your opinion, why do you think up until this point there hadn't been a solution yet? Why do you think up until this point, you know, there was this conception of towing services as being unreliable, if inefficient? What was the problem? Why was this not able to be solved earlier?
In fairness, I'm not the first one who are doing it. There's a few people who have tried and unsuccessfully doing so. To me, in business, it's very important that you need to understand the ecosystem. You need to have a buyer and seller. That's the basic business, yeah? So for me, I need to get right with my seller, which is the towing operators, the towing provider. I call them a service provider. And to get, because towing industry is very close industry, and for an outsider to get in is very, very hard. That is why the guys before Rescue didn't make it, because they didn't get the towing guys in fully. Previously, there was an association, nationwide association. So we attend their first AGM. We actually become one of the sponsors for the AGM, and I did my pitch there.
It's really interesting that, you know, in this specific industry, and I think in entrepreneurship in general, in, I guess, close-knit to oversaturated industries, one of the things that you have to factor in, which you've done, obviously, is, unfortunately, is the connections, right? You have to know where to start. You have to know who to talk to in order to establish yourself as a potential industry player. I think that's fascinating that that is where you started, you know. And so from there, when you appealed to the association from there, what was the initial starting process like? Because with Rescue, it is not a towing operator itself. It's an aggregator of towing operators, right? So it's more on the tech side of things. It's an app. So what was the process like then from there of actually getting things started? How much money did it take to get things off the ground initially?
Do you remember the car that broke down? That's the car that I sold to start off the business. So we started with that money to bankroll the business. As I said to you, we started with 20, and then we used social media to gain trust of the rest of the towing guys. In Malaysia, they have about in total slightly above 1,000 active towing providers. And in 2 years, we have been in business in 2 years now, slightly above 2 years, and we have gathered slightly over 900 towing providers now, from a modest 20 to almost 900.
Amazing. And, you know, with the development of this app as well, had you had any experience with developing the technology, the software needed for this kind of service before, or any kind of app as well? And how was that process like?
No, we don't. So that's why I recruited my CTO, Mr. King. So he's in charge of the product development at the moment. We have our MVP out. It's very basic. It's just that we charge a basic towing. However, towing is very dynamic. Every problem is not the same. So our app is, we are learning from our customer on how to improve that. So as we speak, the app is improvising. Enhancement going to come time to time because apps development is a journey. And our customer is the best teacher for us. They're giving us inputs and how to improve our apps. And we are talking to them on a regular basis.
Fantastic. And how long from the initial idea did it take to actually get your app live on, you know, app stores and such?
Initially, you know, having almost zero experience in tech business. So like anyone, we wanted to have an app in the beginning. I talked to my CTO early on and he said to me that it is wise for me just to start the business first rather than go with the app. Because app development is not cheap, it's very expensive. So what we do, we started off with call center. That's how we learn about the business, you know, and how to tackle problem with our customers before we go full automation on apps. So from that, that's what I'm telling you, the app is a journey for us because we started to have apps, I think, sometime last year. That's about a year and a half after we started. From there, we know what to put in the apps. Even though the app is there, if you can see, it's still in a very basic like app. So it's a journey and we are improving it as we go.
Amazing. All right. Well, it's time to take a short break for some messages. But after that, I will continue my conversation with Cheryl Mirza, founder of towing operator aggregator Rescue, all about how his app works, how the aggregation creates efficiency and potential growth for the company. Stay tuned to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Cheryl Mirza, founder of towing operator aggregator Rescue. Before the break, we talked about the inception of Rescue from his own experience with unscrupulous towing service back in 2018, and how that spurred him on to create a solution so that towing services could be more efficient and effective. Moving on from there, we mentioned earlier before the break that the app that Rescue is a fairly new development and is continuing to develop. But you have described it as an Uber for towing services. So could you tell me a little bit about the experience and how that works exactly?
Okay. One of the pain points for customer previously that you have no idea when the towing is coming or where they are. They could say they are coming, but they is actually having a meal. So with Rescue, basically you can monitor where the towing is about, and you can send your whereabout to your loved one, so they can monitor it as well. And one of the features that we have on Rescue, you can request towing on behalf of someone. This idea came from our customer as well, because most of their parents do not know how to use phone. They can give their parents' letters the iPhone, but they do not know how to use the app. So they actually can request from wherever they are. Actually, we have a customer who requests towing for their parents in Ipoh while they are actually in Australia, in Queensland. I still remember that experience. And they said, this is really a blessing, you know, they can help. And they pay everything from their homes in Australia. So that for me is one of the things that why we're doing this, you know, so we can help people from anywhere in the world.
You know what? That is actually so incredible, because another thing that I was about to ask is, since it's an app, or, you know, even with a call center, for example, you may not be in a place that has service. You may not be in a place where you are contactable. So that was going to be my next question of how you've solved that problem. But there we go. That's a solution where you can, you know, whoever you can get in contact with can actually call the service on your behalf, which gets around that problem so well. And my mind is kind of a bit blown here, because it seems so straightforward. Of course, that's a solution, is just to be able to sort of allow that to happen. So that's amazing. Now, my other question is, you went from having, you know, 20 towing operators sort of interested to having pretty much almost 90% of Malaysia's towing operators on the service at this point. How long did it take to, you know, educate, convince a lot of these towing operators, especially, you know, to be on a platform where they're sort of not quite competing against each other, but, you know, there is sort of that, I guess, comparison or that grouping, right?
Aggregation is about numbers game. And how I tell that, how I convince the towing operator is about fairness. It's a fair game. If you're available and you are ready to accept job, just accept our job. And how much they're getting from us and how much we charge customer, I believe it's fair. You know, if you're nearby and to go there, sometimes we give them more than whatever they are charging directly. So for us, it's a win-win situation. It's a win-win. I always believe in win practices. You know, the customer win because they will charge fairly, regardless of the car. You know, if you drive expensive car, Mercedes or Kancil, you are charged the same by the distance that you are going. Towing guy understand this. In the beginning, they were perplexed by my numbers. But as we go, now, we are slightly over 2 years in the business. And more of them literally come to us and asking to be part of Rescue. So remember that in the beginning that we have one of the pain points of this industry is unscrupulous players, as you mentioned. So for the past 2 years, we've been vetting the towing operators and so-called bad apple of the industry. We weed them out. So our customer is
they're like reassured.
Yeah. They don't have that worry. You know, if we have a new towing operators running the rescue operations and they have problem, we will take them out. Yeah, we give them warning. We tell them, if you're not going to improve, we're just going to remove you from our platform. That's it.
I think that's fabulous in terms of quality assurance as well. I mean, of course, when you're in an emergency situation, you will take any help that you can get. But of course, that requires a lot of trust, right? And so that is going a long way towards hopefully shifting the perspective of people about the towing industry, where, you know, you have this platform that can guarantee for you this reassurance of the quality of the towing operator you're engaging with. I also wanted to ask, you mentioned a little bit about the sort of billing structure that you have. Could you go into a bit more detail about that and exactly how you get your revenue?
Okay, basically, our parameters is distance and size of car, size of vehicle. And then from there, we charge our customer equally. And then we make 20% on top of every transaction.
Okay, fantastic. And also, you are moving towards not just having towing services as well available, because of course, you know, towing services are not necessarily the only thing that would help in a situation like that. I believe you are also looking into things like battery jump starting, refueling as well. I mean, tell me a bit about that and sort of your aims and your goals.
As I said, this is a journey for us. So as we go, we have customers demanding, hey, can you please come over and jumpstart my car? Especially post-MCO, a lot of cars are not moving. So we have a lot of repeated customers who are satisfied and happy with us. Most of the towing guys are doing it. So it's just an add-on services that we do for our customers. We do jumpstart also. And then from jumpstart, we have also tire change. It's unbelievable that how much people nowadays don't even know how to change tires. So it's an opportunity for us to change tires. And we also do, some of the customers, they don't have tire spare. So they need just to seal tire. And in Klang Valley, we have that now. So you don't have to tow your car to the workshop. It's much more cheaper options. So we always ask, what's the problem with your car? If this puncher, if it's not so bad, we can seal it for you. So instead of paying 150, you just pay 60 ringgit for the tire change. And then we also have a repeating customer that forget to refuel the car, and the car died in the most embarrassing place, which is in the flyover in front of one of Tama. So we offered that also. That's how it started. From our customer giving us ideas to expand on the services. And then now we also do battery change. We sell battery as well. We cover, for battery services, we also cover almost every area in Malaysia right now. So it's not just the towing. So we are offering battery change, jumpstart, tire change, and also refueling. And for our corporate client, we also do on-site repair, like a foreman ship like that.
Great. So final question is, what are the future goals for Rescue? I mean, what are the, you know, how else do you intend on expanding apart from just widening your suite of services?
We are looking at gig economy as one of our next core area to expand, because I think our minister also say that our people need to have an extra job. So we are opening a gig economy for the non-technical aspect like tire change and refuel. For jumpstart, we might need to do vetting on that, because it's very technical. If you do it wrong, you can mess up the car. So we open up for gig economy for tire change and refueling. And we got demands from Singapore, India, Pakistan, Australia, you know, UK, Holland, and as far as America to do towing. They literally call us and to tow their car. There's one customer in Texas called us, I think, a few months ago, and we said that, you know, we don't do that. The industry is huge. However, at the moment, it's academic for us to go to Singapore and looking, because we already operating slightly in Singapore, because most of our corporate client, logistic client that broke down their lorries in Singapore, the traditional method that they use Singapore operator to tow their lorries to go back to Johor. And then halfway point, the towing guys from Johor, we pick it up. So So our services is very direct. Towing guys from Johor will go into Singapore and tow out the lorries straight into Malaysia. And then we also do transportation valet services for Singapore cars that broke down in Malaysia. Right now, there are plenty of Singaporean cars, and they wanted to go back to Singapore. We do that as well. And Malaysian car that broke down in Singapore, we do that. And we do, now there's more and more Malaysian being hired in Singapore. So we do transportation for their bikes. So they have motorbikes to go about in Singapore. So Singapore is the next option for us to go. And we are at the moment recruiting Singapore talents and also Singapore towing operators to be part of Rescue.
That is incredible, and I'm so looking forward to seeing, you know, hopefully the continuing international expansion for Rescue in the future. But that's about all the time that we have for today's chat. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining me on the line today to talk all about Rescue.
Thank you, Christine. It's been a pleasure to be here. Really awesome. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to Cheryl Mirza, founder of towing operator aggregator Rescue, R-E-S-Q, letter Q, all about how his own brush with crisis sparked his business idea and how he intends to turn the reputation of towing services trustworthy. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can go ahead and download our app. It's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also listen to the podcast on our website, bfm.my. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossmalay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.